This second Sunday after Pentecost takes us into the Pentecost season. And over a period of 28 Sundays, we deal with the work, the gifts, and the fruits of the Spirit. As you will observe, the liturgical color of the vestments starting this Sunday is green, symbolic of the growth of the church, the growth of each and every one of us, according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, in this gospel reading, just a brief background in order to understand St. Mark is telling us. Jesus, by this time, had become immensely popular because of his teaching and his miracles. So a great multitude followed him to the Sea of Galilee. People also came from all over Judea, Jerusalem, and the adjoining regions. And after selecting his disciples, he journeyed to Capernaum. But the crowd gathered at his house. And it is at this point that the gospel for us today begins. So picture that large crowd that came. Jesus became too busy ministering to them, even to the point that he could not have a bite to eat. His popularity with the people was also met with rumors and accusations against him. The crowd said, "He is crazy." The religious leader said, "He has an unclean spirit, that he cast out demons by the power of the devil himself." Even Jesus' family tended to believe this, that they came to take him away for seclusion and for safety. No one defended him. So Jesus was forced to defend himself by giving these two parables. One parable was about a divided kingdom or a house that could not stand. Another parable was about a strong man being conquered by a stronger man. At this point in the narrative, Jesus' family arrived, but could not get into the house. So when Jesus was told that his family was outside, he replied that his family consists of all those who do the will of his father and his mother, are his brothers, his mother, brothers and sisters. Now, today's lesson has many valuable lessons that are relevant to us. I'd like to mention just three. The two parables and the statement of Jesus about his family. First, the parable of the divided kingdom. Jesus pointed out that the divided kingdom would not fall, would fall, arguing that if he were an agent of Satan, exercising evil spirits, then he would also be working against Satan. This parable speaks to many areas of our everyday life. In married life, there is divorce and separation. In the church, there is internal division and schisms. In society, there is a growing rift between the liberals and conservatives, racial divisions, and economic divisions. What is the solution to such separation, schism, or division? It is, quite simply, being on one side or the other, God or Satan's. To serve both is impossible, says Jesus. You cannot serve God and mammon. we must either be for or against Christ, and there is no middle ground. And then Jesus tells the second parable of a strong man being overcome by a stronger man. Put simply, Satan is strong, but the one who invades his stronghold is still able to triumph. Since Jesus drove out the demons leagued with Satan, he is stronger than Satan. Now, this parable also speaks to us and to aspects of our life, especially in our struggles between good and evil, between Christ and the devil, both inside of us individually and within society as a whole. In this struggle, we all want and need strength. If we are in Christ and with Christ, we have strength. For in Christ, we find that love is stronger than hatred, life is stronger than death, hope is stronger than despair, truth is stronger than falsehood. If we give our life to Christ, our choices will not be harder, but easier. And thirdly, the statement of the new family. The gospel says that when the family of Jesus got to Capernaum, they found the place was packed. So they sent word to tell the teacher that his mother and brothers are outside. But Jesus got this message in his head: "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Then looking around at the crowd, he said, "Behold my mother, my brothers. Whoever does the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and my mother." Now, this seems like a very strong statement where Jesus rejects his family. But no, Jesus merely redefines the criteria for who constitutes the family. We have to understand that in the culture of Jesus' time, family was considered only based on blood. So your blood relatives are your family. And not only that, blood was the basis of relationship in society. So that if you hear the commandment, love your neighbor, in the context of that culture, neighbor was the one who was the same blood as you, your fellow Jew. Now Jesus began teaching. When he began teaching, he began to tell them, no, blood is not the basis of our relationship. Blood is not the basis of our relationship, not only as a people, but also as a family. And this is what Jesus is telling the crowd when he says, the one who does the will of my Father, he is my brother, she is my sister, and she is my mother. He changes the criterion or the basis of that relationship that we have in the family and in society. You know, this is very important because in the society where we live in, there tend to be a lot of things that they tell us that no, the basis is our loyalty to the party. The basis is our loyalty to our cause. The basis is what will give us more profit and all that. No, but Jesus is telling us and is reminding us through this gospel reading, no. Remember always that when we want to talk of unity, when we want to talk of being one community and one family, we have that because God is our Father, then we are His sons and daughters. And because we are sons and daughters of the same Father, we are all brothers and sisters. And that goes through the whole gospel. Maybe I will just mention one. When Jesus was asking the question, and who is my neighbor? Some people were asking, who is my neighbor? And you know, of course, the answer of Jesus. He told the story of the good Samaritan. The good Samaritan. Just to tell us that the neighbor is not the fellow Jew. It's not even the one that just belongs to your tribe or to your family. But the neighbor is the one who is in need. Trying to tell us that there are more important bases for our relationships. These are also the very same bases and criterion for our unity and the cure for the many divisions that we see in our relationships, in our family, in our church, and in society in general. This is my prayer and my hope that all of us will realize that we are one family of God, as Jesus tells us today. Behold my mother, my brothers, for whoever does the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. Amen.